You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Wholesale price-based inflation rate declined to -4.12% for the month of June 2023, as against -3.48% recorded in May 2023, as per a Ministry of Commerce and Industry release. The decline in the rate of inflation in June 2023 is primarily due to fall in prices of mineral oils, food products, basic metals, crude petroleum, and natural gas and textiles, it said. This is the lowest WPI inflation print since October 2015, when it fell to -4.76%. The WPI inflation data, just days after the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation said that India's retail inflation for the month of June 2023 increased to 4.81% for the first time in 5 months, from an upwardly revised 4.31% in May. Meanwhile, India's merchant trade deficit in June stood at $20.13 billion, according to a Reuters calculation based on export and import data released by the government on Friday. Merchandise exports stood at $32.97 billion, while imports were $53.10 billion in June. In the previous month, merchandise exports were $34.98 billion, while imports stood at $57.10 billion. India's exports remained weak due to several reasons, including a slowdown in the world's major economies, Trade Secretary Sunil Bharthwal told reporters. Services exports in June were $27.12 billion, while imports were $15.88 billion. Moving on, India's palm oil imports jumped 56% to a three-month high in June as buyers took advantage of a dip in prices to increase purchases, a leading trade body said on Friday, reported Reuters. Imports rose to 6,83,133 metric tons in June, up from 4,39,173 metric tons in May, as prices fell to their lowest in 28 months, the Mumbai-based Solvent Extractors Association of India said in a statement. A rebound in buying by the world's biggest vegetable oil importer would support Malaysian palm oil futures and help top producers Indonesia and Malaysia to trim inventories. Imports in May were the lowest since February 2021, as the tropical oil started trading at a premium to soy oil and sunflower oil in the previous months, prompting buyers to shift to the cheaper soft oils. Over to industry, Monte Carlo Fashions, in its business update for the quarter ended June 2023, said that the company recorded revenue growth of almost 20% in Q1 FY24. The quarterly sales have increased on the back of strong brand equity among consumers, latest fashion products and superior quality, aided by solid end-of-season sales, encouraging festive and wedding season across India, it said in a regulatory filing. During the first quarter of the financial year 2023-24, Monte Carlo opened 11 new EBOs, of which 5 are in the northern region, 2 in central region, 2 in eastern region, 1 in southern region, and 1 in western region. The new store openings took the total number of EBOs to approximately 366 across 21 states and 4 union territories. In the defense sector, Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the Bastille Day parade celebrations in Paris on Friday. PM Modi is the guest of honor for today's event. The parade that showcases the military might of France saw the participation of Indian Armed Forces. The 269-member contingent of Tri-Service saw Indian Air Force's Rafale jets joining their French counterparts in Parisian skies. The French-made Rafale fighter jets that India purchased in 2015 took part in the flypast over the Arc de Triomphe. PM Modi, along with President Emmanuel Macron, arrived at Champs-Élysées earlier today. French National Day, more popularly known as Bastille Day, marks the 1789 storming of the Bastille prison that took place during the French Revolution. The Paris parade is the high point of these celebrations. Over to technology, Twitter is now paying content producers a portion of the advertising revenue generated by the ads displayed in the responses to their posts. Users that have had more than 5 million tweet impressions per month over the last 3 months and are subscribers to Twitter Blue are eligible to enroll. As per Elon Musk, the head of Twitter, these payments will be worth a total of $5 million and will be aggregated from the month of February onward. Through Stripe, these payouts will be made available. These payouts are considerable based on what some well-known producers are tweeting. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Domestic indices made new all-time highs and ended the week's last trading session broadly in green. The NSE Nifty 50, after making new 52-week high at 19,595.35, soared 150.75 points or 0.78% to close at 19,564.50. The BSE Sensex made fresh all-time high at 66,159.79 and jumped 502.01 points or 0.77% to settle at 66,060.90. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.